It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
So, Rick, what would happen if political parties were just to kind of fade away?
Well, you mean like in judicial races, especially maybe state Supreme Court races?
I think you get where I'm going with this.
Right. Supreme Court candidates appear on the nonpartisan part of the ballot. No hint of whether they are a Republican, a Democrat, or whatever, except if a candidate is an incumbent.
But they are nominated by political parties at conventions. It's in the state constitution.
It is kind of bizarre. The idea was the political parties would do the initial vetting, but then the candidates and the Supreme Court would then be independent of partisan influence. I don't know that it's worked out that way. But an incumbent Supreme Court justice can re-nominate himself or herself without having to win at a party convention, just as Charles Levin used to do that until he retired in 1996.
And not anyone since?
No one since.
And why is that?
Being on the nonpartisan ballot, the Supreme Court nominees don't get the benefit of straight ticket party line voting, but they do get all the other benefits of major party nominations.
Right. The Republican and Democratic parties and their kindred interest groups spend millions of dollars to get their candidates elected to the state Supreme Court.
Right. Those kindred interest groups are business groups, the insurance industry for Republicans, the trial bar for Democrats. And the campaigns, I think, go largely unnoticed, even though they are fierce, even personal sometimes.
Right. There was that sleeping judge ad in 2008. It showed then Chief Justice Cliff Taylor as someone who slept through arguments.
Which was not true.
But it helped make Cliff Taylor the first sitting justice to lose his job in an election in something like a quarter century. One year, Republicans ran an ad against a Democrat that showed this shady character's shifty eyes and said as a judge he favored lenient treatment for all kinds of horrible criminals.
Just this year, Michigan Democratic Party Chair Mark Brewer said Republican Justice Stephen Markman, a former federal prosecutor, would be sympathetic as a judge to Jerry Sandusky.
The Penn State child molester?
Yeah. Good times.
Good times. But, Rick, these guys are all attorneys, aren't there? I don't know, ethical canons?
Yeah. One of them is all's fair in love in state Supreme Court races. Look, subtlety never plays well in politics, and that's even more true in these low-on-the-ballot nonpartisan races. The candidates will do almost anything to stand out from the crowd. With a lot of races higher on the ticket and no party ID, no straight-ticket voting to rely on, judicial candidates have to get creative just to get people to stick with voting until they get to the nonpartisan part of the ballot.
Right. When he was on the Supreme Court, Justice Conrad Mallett's slogan was, "You haven't finished your ballot till you voted for Mallett."
And this year, fans of West Wing were treated to a cast reunion courtesy of Democratic nominee Bridget Mary McCormick. Her sister acted in the show, and this was a YouTube sensation.
This is a disaster. It's a catastrophe. It is a cataclysmic event, unrivaled by the likes of any calamity since the dawn of history.
Boo-boo. Ballpark the odds of you reaching your point anytime in the frantic foreseeable future.
People aren't voting.
For us or the other guy, because there's two ways to see that.
No, in nonpartisan elections all across America, voters are leaving part of their ballots blank, and they don't even know it.
And it doesn't hurt, apparently, to be a woman in Supreme Court races.
That is so the conventional wisdom, and it is supported by a public opinion survey released this week by the PR firm Lambert Edwards.
Yeah, three-quarters of the respondents were undecided on who they would vote for in the three separate state Supreme Court races, which, you know, isn't a surprise considering how crowded this year's field is. But where voters did express a preference, the female candidate had the advantage.
And that's why half, more than half, of the Supreme Court candidates this year are female. It's political math.
But it begs the question, do people really know what and who they're voting for when they're choosing Supreme Court justices on the nonpartisan ballot? Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.
See me standing toe to toe.